a different team. Again, they will play with play a lot of rugby. They will move the ball around a lot. Completely different to Northampton. Northampton have relied on their big set-piece game, the scrum and their line-out, and that's where they dominate and get, you know, you get in an arm wrestle with them and they're difficult to beat. London Irish are different. They will prefer to keep the ball in play. And I would say at the moment are dangerous because they have a lot of individuals who have the ability to beat people one on one. If people have seen Josh Dunnewy play, for example, with his fantastic feet, they've got people like Marlon Yardley, like Taki Thakinbau, like Topsy Ojo, people that have a license to roam around and can just pop up anywhere and can beat players one on one. So I would say with London Irish, rather than using a team strategy and team tactics to beat teams, they rely quite heavily on certain individuals who can produce some magic. Thomas O'Leary, for example, at scrum half, the Irish scrum half, you've got to watch him, very good on the break. Humphreys now is back at 10, the Ulster 10. Again, he's got all the tricks in the box, a very skillful player, chips over the top, dummies, shows and goes. You know, you've got to watch 9 and 10, and say with Taki Thakinbau in the centre, Topsy Ojo and Marlon Yardley on the wings, you've got a box of tricks there in their three-quarter line. So they pose a completely different threat to what we've seen so far this year.
I saw the game at the Medeski last season. I appreciate the squads have changed a bit, but what you were saying, they rang through there, and they had one or two, because I think you scored three tries down there and still were beaten down there.
Yeah, it was about 42 points to 24 and we'd scored three tries. It was a high scoring game, and they're lethal. I mean, they've always been lethal off counter-attack. If you kick poorly to them, exceptionally good at counter-attacking. If you turn the ball over, i.e. lose some possession, they are absolutely deadly off turnover ball. So we have to be very, very sharp in defence. I think our attacking game is really working and producing some good rugby. For us on Friday, will be huge concentration on defence to negate their three quarters particularly.
And clearly, you've got to start the game better on Friday, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Well, we're going to try one or two different things to do that, to get the boys really up for it before they go out. I think the Friday night game will be interesting because I think the atmosphere here on a Friday night is superb. So we're hoping that that will generate its own atmosphere for us as well. But we mustn't start, well, I say inferiority complex is probably too strong, but we've got to go out. This is our ground now. We've already conceded one try in our first two home games here, which is a good record, and it's a proud record that we will want to maintain.
I appreciate it's early days, but and without wishing to sort of ratchet up the pressure in any way, but do you see this as being a big game already? Looking, London was just starting well, for example.
Yeah, this is a big game, yeah. We've the next three games in the league, we've got Irish here and we've got Sale here, and the other game's Wasps away. Now, we all know that we are performing well for most of the time. We know that as a team, we are doing what we're supposed to be doing on the training, on the training part, we're doing what we should do on the, in the games. So everything's going the right way, but we need a win to really kick on this season. If we get a win on Friday night, I think our season will really kick on. So it's a big game. It's not a must-win game, but it is a. You can't hide from the fact that this for us as a group, and the morale is terrific. The players are working so hard. They all need the reward of getting a 4-point win.